Welcome to Wacky Geek's Cool Wall. This week on the show, MP3 players, netbooks, media players, Kindle, photo stuff, and much, much more crap. Right here on Wacky Geek's Cool Wall, episode number 51. I'm your host, Michael Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
And still in an undisclosed location, Steve Douglas.
And Ken Hansen now on display.
Well, welcome to one of our new shows, The Cool Wall. And in this show, we're going to talk about a couple of items that we have found online. And we're going to discuss if these are seriously uncool, or just uncool, or cool, or sub-zero. And sub-zero meaning like super uberly cool, sub-zero. Anyways, who wants to start first? Anybody?
Somebody who's the coolest. Me, of course. I'll start first.
Steve.
Yeah, man. I got the coolest app for iPhone that you've ever seen. This thing is seriously sub-zero cool. What it does is it's called the Bullet Flight Ballistics app for the iPhone. And so for the sniper in your life, if you need a cool app to how to calculate the coefficients of the bullet while you're firing at the person you need to kill, this is the app. It's on your iPhone. It'll calculate ballistic trajectory for your bullets. I think this is seriously cool.
Y'all think that's really seriously cool?
I think it's sub-zero cool.
I think it's cool, but I don't think it's sub-zero.
I don't think it's sub-zero because, first off, that app, from what I read about, it's pretty cool, but it only works with, like, three different sniper rifles. It's not wide enough range.
You're getting picky now, you know?
Well, I think it would be sub-zero for somebody with a sniper's mentality.
Steve?
It's a lot better than the app for, you know, checking the rectal temperature of your friend. I mean, the other app for...
I will admit, it's much better than the iFart app.
Yeah, the iFart app, or even reading your MRI. Of course, that might come in handy after you get shot with a bullet.
The MRI app?
Anyway, I vote sub-zero here.
Yes, I don't know. I vote cool.
I think I vote cool.
Yeah, I think I'll go with cool. I'm not a sniper.
Not a sniper?
Wait a minute. Now, before you vote, remember, I have one of these rifles, and I have an iPhone.
But you're in an undisclosed location, so you can't reach us.
Yeah. So we're safe.
And we can zap you.
Oh, that's right. You can do that.
We'll just zap you right as you sit there and try to shoot us.
You just erased the app on my iPhone. That's terrible.
I think that's just cool.
Okay. I'll agree. Cool.
Well, I'll take the next one.
Okay.
This was seen by Engadget at CES. It is USB breast warmers.
No, what's next? Breast pumps?
Okay, USB powered breast warmers.
You know, really, I prefer the FireWire breast warmer myself because, you know, you just can't get the speed with USB. Now, is this USB 2.0? Well, 2.0, I guess. Yeah, it would be 2.0, 2 breast 2.0.
Why can't you just use your hands?
That's analog.
This analog is digital.
Yeah, get with the programming. Get with the 21st century.
And sometimes a woman wants to be self-sufficient, you know.
That's true.
Battery's not included.
And well, that's the reason why it's USB.
That's why it's USB.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can charge it on your USB. Pretty cool. I think it's cool. No, wait. I'm going to revise that down. I'll go down a step on that. I think it's sub-zero.
Oh, God.
Okay, seriously uncool.
I think it's not that cool.
Well, personally, if it has anything to do with breast, I'll give it a cool.
So we're torn.
We're torn.
It's well, a man after then, my own then heart. In that case, then we got two seriously uncools, two cools. That puts in the uncool category.
Okay.
We bridge in the middle. So.
Well, actually, it can be uncool because it's a warmer.
Too bad. Uncool.
Okay, I think I'll go next here. I have this really cool chair, and it has painted dots on it.
A chair, cool.
Yeah, it allows you to plug in your iPod in it. It's called the iPod Friendly Seat. Here's the exact description. Our exclusive iPod Friendly Seat is now available in fun new prints. With a standard audio jack for MP3 player or any game or high quality speakers. It gives you total control. It's a wood frame and printed canvas.
That okay, is one of well, the ugliest well, things I've ever seen.
When you say dots, you mean polka dots?
It's polka dots, yes.
Oh.
And they have it in baby blue, hot pink, and kind of a black with white dots on it.
I'm looking at a photo of it right now, and I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. It's just
is this like one of those gamer's chairs that sits on the floor?
Almost, yeah.
Seriously ugly. Ugh. Ugh.
I think this is seriously uncool.
Seriously uncool.
Yeah, seriously uncool. Yeah,
make that four.
Unanimous verdict there, folks.
PBT. Well, you can check it out yourself if you want to, but we're telling it right now. So
cool. Okay, I'll go next. I've got a MicroGrip device lease. It's a stupid iPhone accessory. The picture doesn't really explain how it works. It just looks like a little circular Velcro thing. I assume you stick it on somewhere. Well, I'm gonna stop just short of saying seriously uncool because this is somebody that's just trying to cash in on another of the jillions of iPhone accessories. But anything that might keep you from dropping your iPhone and busting it into pieces, I think might keep it out of the seriously uncool. But I'll just say it's a regular uncool just for somebody trying to cash in and make money off of Apple.
I can't understand how it works.
The rope. Okay, it's a little plastic thing that kind of sticks on the back of the iPhone.
Yeah.
And it's just got a rope that you're supposed to kind of wrap around your finger.
Was it like $80?
Wouldn't you just buy you a case, a little hard case?
If you want to keep from dropping it, just get you a belt attachment, you know?
If you want to keep from dropping it, just first off, just don't drop it. I've never dropped my photo iPod, really old photo iPod. It works great.
And it looks horrible. It looks like a
piece of
like a bottle cap stuck to your.
Yeah, it looks like a big, huge bottle cap.
I'm going to say uncool. What is the other panel of judges?
I vote uncool.
Yeah, uncool.
Uncool.
Rip off. Flush that sucker, would you? He's looking for the key.
Is he just doing uncool or seriously uncool here?
I'm saying seriously uncool.
Seriously uncool?
What was yours? What was the consensus here? Seriously uncool?
Seriously uncool. That's my.
I think we'll do seriously uncool. Yeah, seriously.
Seriously.
It's just a freaking rope with a bottle cap, practically.
We're only $89.95. Yeah.
Yeah, knowing that it's probably going to cost at least $20 to $30.
Oh, hey, we're unanimous again.
Yep.
I'll take the next one because I think this is cool. It's a walkie-talkie. Yeah, I know. Walkie-talkie is old technology, but these things beat. You know, like, if you've ever been at the mall, right, you take your little FRS, GMS radio out there, and you're talking, you know, Black Hawk 1 to Black Hawk 2, where are you at? And then suddenly you hear someone say, George, are you over by the food court? And you can't make a call because there's so many people on GMRS.
Yeah.
Well, these new phones, not only can...
These are phones?
Yeah, actually, they're kind of like phones because they're walkie-talkies that have texting. You can do texting on these things.
That's cool.
They also are digital, and they have frequency hopping, so no one can listen unless they have another phone like this one or another walkie-talkie like this programmed to your code, and they have over 1 billion combinations so no one else can hack your phone and listen to your conversation.
Can you talk and listen at the same time? Kind of like a phone?
Well, it doesn't say that in the description. I don't know if you can or not. But they're also up in the cellular phone bands. And they have a longer range. And not to mention the fact that the military is now even using these things because...
I take it these are pretty expensive.
They're $100 for a pair.
Damn.
That's impressive for the price.
Yes, and they are uninterceptable. You guys with their scanners, you know, those idiots that have all those radios, you know.
I wonder what the military's paying for them.
Oh, probably about $400, $500 a piece, but I think these are sub-zero cool.
I would have to agree. I mean, that's really, really cool, especially for the price. I mean, that's...
I've seen on Amazon for $80 a pair, and you can get them over at Best Buy's for $100.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is extremely impressive.
I'd like to have one of those to fly my paraglider because we use FRS frequencies, and you get a few hundred feet off the ground, and you hear everybody. So I would say sub-zero. I'd like one myself.
It's two sub-zeros right there. What do you say, Michael?
Sub-zero.
I'll make it unanimous and make it sub-zero. I think that's seriously cool.
Cool. Okay. Let's go on.
I have one here. I have this... matter of fact, Ray ordered me one, a Triple E PC 1000HE. This is, they haven't released these yet. This is the new line of netbooks that are fixing to come out.
Can't say netbook. Get sued.
Oh, too bad.
Scion be coming for you.
These come with 1 gig of RAM, 160 gig hard drive, and they're a 10 inch netbook. They're LED backlit, and
you got the cool blue one too. The blue one.
Yeah, they have blue and black that is available now. They're gonna have more colors available later on, and
the RAM and hard drive are easily upgradable, aren't they?
Yeah, there's just one cover to undo that. 9.5 hour battery life.
Like that,
and. You know, that's really good. And they changed out the keyboard layout. They redesigned the keyboard. And I've heard all kinds of good stuff about the new keyboard that's coming out with it. The only thing is, I think they're a little bit heavy. They're 3 pounds instead of...
Oh, that's so bad. I ate a sandwich today. It was 3 pounds. What are you talking about?
I don't think that this is a sub-zero.
Steve, this explains your drowsiness problem.
Yeah, I might. It was turkey. Yeah, the tryptophan.
Yeah. but I think this is a cool laptop. Very, very cool.
Operating systems?
It comes with Windows XP on it.
Will it run a Unix or Linux? Or
you can run Linux on it, yeah. And it has a card reader built into it. It's a 4-in-1, I think, card reader. It'll read SD and MMC. And
it's got Bluetooth, too.
It's got Bluetooth. 802.11n.
The
new 802.11n.
Longer range.
Yeah.
The LED backlit display is what really makes it like worthwhile for me because those things are like instant on.
Yeah, and they're bright too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's the battery life. You know, it's got the new Atom processor, it's a 1.66 gigahertz processor. The new the N280 processor.
Okay, bottom line, how much?
It is $374.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's really good.
Yeah.
I think that's seriously cool.
I think it's just cool. I don't think it's seriously cool as far as laptops, but I think it's cool.
Yeah, if it was like a pound, if it was a pound lighter, it would be certain. Yeah, it would be sub-zero, but...
Yeah, and it's thick. It's a thick laptop, but it's really small. It's only 10 inches.
And my guess is the extra weight is probably from the bigger battery, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. You know, and they're making them based upon price, and, you know, by reducing the price, increases the weight. So I think it's a cool little laptop.
So when does it stop becoming a netbook, becomes a laptop?
When they start putting, they're under 12 inches, and they don't have any removable media like CD-ROM drives in them. So.
Okay, well, since it's not as small as the as the original Asus EEE or Triple E, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I say it's. I'll revise mine down and say it's cool.
Yeah.
I'll go cool.
I'll go with cool.
Cool. Yep, that's what I'm going with. I might have to revise it once I get mine. So
yeah,
we might have to revisit it.
We can put it on the review board again.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with the next one. The Kindle 2 from Amazon. This is the new Kindle. Not sure if you guys are familiar with the old Kindle, but it was a ebook reader that had 3G speed on it, and you could sit there and download books directly from Amazon to the book reader. The new one is cool. Only a third of an inch thick. It's thinner than the iPhone, which is super, super tiny. It's still got the full size screen. It's a 10.2 ounces. The screen only displays 16 shades of gray. I wish it would do color, honestly, but, the battery life is supposed to be 25% longer. It holds over 1,500 books and even has a text to speech feature.
Is it like Stephen Hawking type speech or is it pretty?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to hear it that much, but from what I understand, it's pretty close to a Stephen Hawking style voice almost.
Yeah, but will it recognize speech?
Do you recognize
how much is this thing?
$359. The price to me is still too high.
It's a little high, but I would say that it's cool.
I couldn't buy 1,500 books for $359, so.
Yeah, but you still have to buy the books in addition to that, though.
And the books, bookshelf.
Made to dust the books.
The books still cost. The other thing about the Kindle is a lot of the books, especially like if you're getting like recent stuff, the books are pretty dang close to the same price as a paper book, which is kind of annoying to me.
Well, that would be kind of nice to have that sit in your .i chair and, you know, read a book.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather just read the book.
I'm gonna go with just cool. I think it's cool, but you know it's I don't know. We got someone here.
Yeah.
Mike,
I'll go ahead and fill in.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's so. Michael voted cool. I'm gonna vote cool. I mean, I think it's still too pricey, but I think it's cool.
I'm giving it a not cool. I'm not too impressed with it. I'd rather read paper anyway. So.
Well, I think I'll agree with Steve. I'm just a book kind of guy. I'm going to say uncool. For that kind of money, I'd rather just read the book.
So we got what was the vote? Final tally?
Two uncools, two cools.
Oh, we're tied.
So we're tied. Michael, do we have a coin for the coin toss? We are tied between cool and uncool.
The old farts think it's not cool.
The old fart?
Farts. Plural.
I voted cool. You voted cool. They voted uncool.
Well, you know, books don't need batteries to work, and you can drop them, and they don't break.
You know, for the price, I could buy me a Triple E PC. So I'm going for uncool.
Oh, okay. Ooh, we broke the tie.
That works. Uncool. Okay.
The Kindle is uncool.
Okay, I'll go next. And before you groan, even when I mention the name, I know you guys are going to groan, but I want to say the Zune 120 gigabyte video MP3 player. Hello?
I'm going to immediately vote for just cool because I've played with one of them.
The device itself is cool, but The Zune software sucks.
Yeah.
And the fact you have to use it with said Zune software makes it uncool in my book.
Now, price-wise, how does this compare with an iPod? Say this is $229. You know, what size iPod could you get for that much money?
What size is it? It's 160?
Yeah, this is...
No, it's 120 gigs. So 120
gigs, yeah.
You could get pretty close to getting the iPod Classic at that point in time. Now the question is: are you trying to go for storage, or are you trying to go for functionality? Because the iPod Classic goes for like $249. Or pardon me, it's $224 up on Amazon. So it's the same price. Now, given the Zune has the bigger screen, but then of course you can compare it with the iPod Touch, which of course gives you less space, but the functionality of the iPod Touch is just phenomenal.
I just don't like the stigma of having a Zune with me. Oh, you've got a Zune.
Sounds like some kind of disease, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of squirting something to someone.
Yeah, see, yeah. An iPod Touch 8 gigabyte, you can go buy it online. Now, given it's a lot less space, but you can get an 8 gig iPod Touch for $219.
You know, I might have to change my vote because, you know, now thinking about it, having a Zune and then my buddies have a iPod.
Plus the accessory level. That's the other thing for me. The Zune accessory level is just non-existent.
It's kind of like riding a Honda to the biker bar. It's just uncool. Yeah.
There we go. Ken's got it. I'm voting uncool.
Yeah, me too.
What? I'll say uncool also.
Yeah, I'm going to go for seriously uncool.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Harsh.
You know what? Now that he's willing to make the leap, I will side with him and say a Zune is seriously uncool.
Jeez Louise. This one's gone downhill, folks.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, I feel sorry for him now. I'll just stay with uncool.
Oh, toss up between the two.
Okay, do you have the coin?
I got a nickel.
You got a nickel.
That works.
Well, you know what?
Okay. What heads is
heads is uncool and tails is seriously uncool.
It's heads.
Uncool.
It's uncool. Saved by the
we'll
coin.
Show him a little mercy. Okay, I'll go next. This kind of ties in with what we've been talking about. Matter of fact, I'll do a couple of them in a row. The first one is what we were just talking about, the Apple iPod Touch 8 gigabyte for $219. What can I say? I've got a iPod Classic. I would like to have one of these myself. I'm going to say sub zero.
I will go with you on that, sub zero.
Yeah, just the sheer plethora of stuff that's available at the App Store.
The software alone.
The software alone makes it so worthwhile.
It's definitely
sub zero here.
Yeah. No argument here. Sub zero.
No, that was easy.
Yeah.
As I figured it would be. We're all Apple guys. Speaking of which, I'll just do another one here. It's a SanDisk Sansa Clip 2 gigabyte MP3 player for $45. The price is right. It's an attractive looking unit. They've obviously copied the iPod wheel on the front of it. Anything that frees you from CDs, I'm a fan of. So, but like I said before, I'm a iPod guy. So I'll just give it a cool.
I think the price is right for what you're getting, and the fact is, it actually has a display that looks pretty decent on it. I'll give it a cool.
Yeah, let me see it.
There it is. 2 gigabyte MP3 player, black
for $45. Pretty good price.
Yeah, it's a pretty good price for a 2 gigabyte, $45.
You know,
and it does have FM radio in it, also apparently.
That is cool. I'm gonna say.
Wait a minute, pardon me. That one doesn't.
Oh, that one doesn't.
No.
No.
Well, I noticed that the little touch wheel glows too. One of the images. That's kind of cool.
I'm gonna say it's still cool. I mean, you get 2 gigabytes for it with it.
Yeah, it's not iPod cool, but it is cool.
It's cool. If you have one, yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's not.
Is that a consensus? We have four cools?
Yeah.
I think we have four cools. No problem there.
You know, since you're going long here, I have this other MP3 player made by Kobe.
Oh, God.
Kobe. Is that Kobe Bryant?
It's a 2 gig flash player with a FM radio. Now, get this. It's $21.
2 gigs, $21?
Yeah. 2 gigs with a FM. You know, this almost makes that other player uncool.
How much was it, you said?
It's $20.66. $21.
I think it's cool.
I think this is better than yours. I'm going to vote for this one being cool and his being uncool. I'm changing my vote for his.
You know, if someone gave you that, say, you know, $20, you've been, you know, for birthday present in the office, they'd go, hey, well, that's cool. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, I first thing I would do is get my Dremel tool out and scrape off Kobe off of it. Of course, the Kobe parts on the this is neat because the where it says Kobe is just a little cap that covers up
the USB portion.
USB port. You could just take that off and chunk it.
There you go.
So, but I'm voting Ken's little MP3 player there uncool and mine cool.
Okay, the only thing I have about this one is I don't think that the controls are going to work that well from as small as it is, because it's seriously the size of a thumb drive. You can't hardly see any control capability.
Yeah, the controls are on the top.
Yeah, and the other one, I think the controls are by far better. If you're navigating around a bunch of stuff.
Well, if you're going for cheap.
Which is good.
Yeah, this is we're going for cheap here.
You know, if you know? I gave this to my 8-year-old granddaughter, she'd say that was pretty cool.
The other thing is it's a AAA battery, which gets 8 hours of battery life off of it only.
Oh. And the other one's rechargeable batteries?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that takes it kind of in between.
Okay, well, I'm downing mine to uncool now.
I mean...
Ken, what do you think?
I'll say cool. Anything you can get for $20 is functional. I think that's pretty cool. It's... You know, that's something that you could afford to give a kid that's likely to get broken. Now, the SanDisk, I'm going to stay with cool on that one because I've never heard of Kobe before. I use SanDisk products. I use their memory cards. They're good products. I've never had trouble with them.
From China, aren't
so
they?
So I'm going to stay with cool on the SanDisk, but I'll say this Kobe is cool, mainly for the price.
Yeah, I'll agree that it's cool for the price.
Yeah.
The SanDisk, I mean, I still think the SanDisk is cool because
of it's cooler?
I think it's cooler than this thing.
I wish our cool wall where we could kind of move stuff around on it. So we're going to have to work on that on their website.
Modifying it. Kind of cool. Sort of cool. Maybe cool.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's cool.
Borderline cool.
Steve?
Yeah, I say it's cool.
Okay. So the Kobe gets a cool just for the price and what it is.
Yeah, not bad. Well, I've got this really cool MediaGate Network HD Media Center and Extender. This thing's great. 1080p, full HD support, HDMI output. It stands alone. Stream your, you know, all your media to your TV set. USB host. Supports Wi-Fi. Yeah, it deserves that. It really does. You can view your YouTube videos on your TV. Wireless wired streaming over PC and NAS. I think it's cool.
Yeah,
it is pretty cool from what I'm looking at here on the specs of it. It supports H.264, it's going to support MPEG-4, it supports all sorts of different file formats, and even like weird container formats too, like MKV. It supports subtitling, supports HDMI. I mean, I got to say, it's pretty cool. And it's got optical and coax SPDIF output. Actually supports WPA too.
That's really cool.
I think this is pretty freaking cool.
Now, is this out? I haven't seen a price on it. What does it run?
It's from M-Wave. It's $289.
Price is a little high, but I think the device itself is cool.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I'll give it a cool vote.
Yeah, it's a little pricey, but I'll say cool.
I'll say cool.
Yeah, I'll agree. It's cool.
Oh, no, this is actually pretty cool. It has a local internal hard drive, and it'll download BitTorrent files directly to it.
Oh, now it's getting a little bit cooler. Oh,
that changes everything there.
I think I just got upgraded here, folks.
And you can also view YouTube. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm thinking sub-zero here.
I'm going to stick with cool.
I say sub-zero, too. I like that BitTorrent.
Well, I'll stick with cool. We'll split the decision here.
Oh.
I still think it's a little pricey.
Heads, cool. Tails,
sub-zero.
Sub-zero.
Heads got it. It's cool. Holy the heads cool, keep man. Winning, dang it.
Totally cool. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll take the next one. I've got a four-port audio cassette. That's right, you heard me. Audio cassette.
Hey, I know what that is.
USB 2.0 hub.
Wait, hold on. An audio cassette hub?
Yes, it's a USB hub. The down at the bottom where the tape would have run through for reading. Instead, it's not the tape's not there. It's USB ports. This thing looks like a USB cassette hub. Now, let me ask you this. Who here would find it very tacky to sit there and have an audio cassette sitting on their desk that's acting as their USB hub?
I actually think it's kind of quaint.
I'd like to have an 8-port hub that looked like an 8-track cassette.
Yeah. I tell you what, you
wow.
Build me a hard drive that looks like a cassette.
I'm showing my age. I still have 8 tracks.
Okay.
I want a 16-track dual tape drive that's USB hub.
I want a record player that's a FireWire port.
Gosh.
I think this
and
is
it doubles as a grill.
A George Foreman grill, yeah.
Now I think this is uncool.
Now that we're retrograding, can we go all the way back to the Edison players?
Yes.
Oh,
I want a horse that has FireWire
coming out of its butt.
Hey, there's stuff that comes out the butt, but it's not fire.
Me, caveman, want rock with FireWire port.
Okay, this is uncool.
Yeah,
totally uncool.
It's tacky uncool. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm this kind of in my generation. I'm gonna say cool. It looks cool and it's functional, so I'll give it a cool. I feel sorry for it.
This USB hub is something you're gonna stick
these young guys
behind all your computer stuff to never look at.
Yeah, generally.
Oh, these young guys are just dissing our nostalgia. I'm gonna stick with cool.
Now, what would be cool is if you had a hard drive that looked like this, because you know, say somebody breaks in your apartment. They're not going to steal a cassette, right?
You know, you got a point there.
Yeah, but
what's the chances they're going to steal everything and leave just that?
No, they would leave the cassette. They'd go, we can't pawn this off. They would leave all your important data.
Make it a little computer or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an anti-theft device.
It really is. It
really okay, is. It's uncool.
It's uncool.
Uncool.
I'm going to stick with cool.
I knew he was going there. Just decided uncool.
Yeah. Okay. Don't you have a couple more?
I've got a couple more here, and actually I'm probably not the best one to talk about this, but I will anyway. It's the iBook and the iBook G3 clamshell. Now, I will.
Okay,
I will admit
these are the ones.
Well, let's hear Ken.
I will admit that I don't have any experience with Apple laptop computers of any kind.
Would you like to own one of those?
Well, let me put it this way. It's kind of like going out with an ugly girl. It might be fun, but you wouldn't want to be seen with your friends while you were doing it. So they may be functional, but they just look weird.
It looks like a cosmetic.
Yeah, I've heard.
It looks like something a woman would pull out of her purse and unhinge to do her makeup with.
I've heard cosmetic case. I've also heard toilet.
Yeah, it looks like a toilet seat.
Square toilet seat.
Yeah.
I think
it fits in the uncool department.
Well, you know, I'd give it the nod because it's Apple product, but just the chance of being seen with it, no, I'd have to say uncool.
Yeah. Okay, considering at the same time Apple was selling these, they were selling aluminum PowerBooks. No, that's uncool.
I'm just trying to picture the, you know, when at development meeting when they brought this in and said, this is what it's going
to
look like.
I'm trying to picture Ken holding one.
Yeah, I spilled that.
No. Going to work with a...
Well, it might look okay if Carol Merrill was holding it. How many of you are old enough to know who she is?
Yeah,
How many guys versus women do you think own that computer?
Actually, I knew a couple guys that owned that computer. Yes.
Were they gay?
Not that I was aware of. I
love it. It's so cute. You know, I think Fugly Betty would own one of these, I think, maybe.
Yep. I agree. It's uncool.
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 It's unanimous.
It's unanimous.
Unanimous.
Okay.
Unanimously uncool.
Let's see here. I have...
Oh, gosh. This one.
It's a USB Spy Pocket audio and color video recorder, USB webcam, and flash drive and writing pen. This is a pen that has a audio recorder, a video camera in it, has a webcam in it, has a flash drive in it, and it's a pen.
But the thing is,
it's $100.
The thing is, the pen portion, you have to carry like about 6 different cables with you when you carry the pen.
It kind of blows the cover of it, doesn't it? Why are you plugging your pen up to your laptop?
It's got two gigs of RAM in it. It's a 2 gigabyte flash drive. It has a plug and play PC camera, no drivers needed. And let's see here. You can take video at 352 by 288. So it's, you can do a little bit of video with it. Yeah. You can record up to 60 minutes worth of video on it. Does it use AA battery? Yeah, it uses a... you have to have a AA rechargeable battery in it. Yeah. I say this is totally uncool. It's totally useless, all the stuff.
Yeah, because you have to carry so much stuff in order to even use this thing.
If it was like a standalone...
Oh, no, I see. It uses a rechargeable battery on it, and it comes with a AA power adapter to charge it.
Yeah, this is seriously uncool.
So
I love the webpage too. It says this is ultra spy gear.
Ultra cool. What do you have for me now?
Oh, Bond, here's your pen, and here's the 20,000 cords to go with said pen.
That's totally uncool, Kiel. Yes, it's, you know, if you could just leave it somewhere and take video and, you know, and then take it later on and download it to computer, it might be cool. But this thing is like, you know, yeah, uncool. It wants to be cool.
Oh, it's beyond uncool. It's seriously uncool. I mean, just totally missing the point of what you want to do with this thing.
Excuse me. I need to write this down. Let me get my cord here. Why do you have a cord on your camera? No reason. No, it's not cool.
Well, as far as playing James Bond, I would have to say, well, it'd probably be uncool for that application, but I'm kind of thinking about tie-wrapping that thing to the upright of my paraglider and taking video while I'm flying, so I'm going to give it a cool.
Ooh.
They actually sell cameras just to do that with.
And they're cheaper than $99.
Yeah.
And it's got better lenses.
And they're built for doing that type of stuff.
I'm still going to say cool.
Uncool.
You know, but
seriously uncool.
What I would like is a camera, you know, that you can buy that would actually write like a pen. That would be cool.
Steve?
I want a camera that's in a pill that you can just swallow and
they have those. They actually have those.
What's your vote, Steve?
Uncool.
Okay, two uncools, Ken and mine cancel each other out, so it's uncool.
Yeah.
I think that's actually probably accurate, but I'm still gonna think it'd be cool to strap it on my paraglider.
Strap on.
It's a strap on.
Strap on, okay. Spy cam. Why is that guy falling into the John with a pen? He's pointing his pen at me. Yeah.
We still have a couple left.
Could you do a colonoscopy with it?
I at least have one left. Yeah, Steve, do you have any chances left?
I'm out. I'm gone.
Okay, I've got the last one then. This is the GigaPan Epic Imager. This thing, you take and you put a point-and-shoot camera into it, and it's a little robotic system that goes around and makes a huge digital image This is the one that shot the 1,417 megapixel image of the inaugural, guys. Whoa. I mean, this thing, it's a little robotic arm and or a little robotic thing, and it just sits there and moves your camera and takes this huge panoramic picture, and then it has software that will help you stitch together your photo. It took it about, the guy who did the picture of the inaugural, it took him about 8 hours to have the software work on building that picture.
And it's only $379?
Yes, it's $379 for this thing. Guys, and it works with almost any point-and-shoot camera. I think this is seriously probably sub-zero, in my opinion. For the cost and what it does, it's sub-zero to me.
That's sub-zero. That is really cool. A robotic camera.
I think so.
I'll go with sub-zero. I'd like to have one of these.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
I vote sub-zero.
Okay. Definitely sub-zero.
Yeah, I think actually that is the coolest thing we reviewed today.
If you want to sit there and see the links to any of this stuff that we're showing, that we're talking about, you can go to wackygeeks.com and click on the show. This is show number 51.
Yeah, you see them there. Or you could go to wackygeeks.com and just click on the cool wall, and you can see where everything's placed on the cool wall there.
There we go.
So
cool.
Sub-zero.
Sub-zero?
Uncool.
Uber cool.
Anyways, I'm your host, Mike Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
And I'm still in undisclosed location.
And Ken Steve Hansen, Douglas. Still on display.
On display.
Try the veal. He'll be here all week.